The Washington State Hospital Association is not a procurement agency. It's a public policy organization, and it lobbies in Olympia on behalf of hospitals big and small. But CEO Cassie Sauer says her clients have been looking for more than just guidance lately. They need personal protective gear.
So we decided to try to see if we could import masks ourselves, and we did.
They found them thanks to a contact.
A guy named Roland Thompson, who is a fellow lobbyist in Olympia, but he also represents a company called Dingy, and they are a financial analysis firm out of China, out of Shenzhen in China and Hong Kong. And they've got some ties to manufacturers in Hong Kong and China, and they were able to secure the masks, and we're bringing them in smaller shipments, which I think helps to get them here faster.
The first 300,000 masks arrived last Friday. They've been stored in a Kaiser Permanente warehouse in Renton. On Thursday, drivers loaded them into vehicles and began to distribute them.
We had a super offer from Boeing employees, pilots, who wanted to help, and they offered to fly some of the masks and supplies for us. They flew to Port Angeles and Forks and OMAC and Republic today. So it's kind of the far corners of the state.
Sauer says the Hospital Association is selling the masks at cost.
What we did was start first with those folks that are most in need. So the hospitals that had the least supply of masks. And then also we know that our partners that work in long-term care and in settings for folks who are homeless were in dire need. And so we prioritized them as well.
Another 300,000 are arriving soon, and maybe more after that.
Well, I think it just demonstrates the dedication of hospital leaders to their frontline workers, that we are willing to go to extraordinary measures fueled by real desperation, that we have got to protect our frontline workers. And so this is how we're doing it.
Cassie Sauer called it her best day since the coronavirus pandemic began. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.